Welcome to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast, where we help you start and grow a successful blog. And now your host, Andre Vaughn. Over the next five episodes, we're going to discuss how to start a blog. We're going to talk about different aspects of how you can accomplish getting your blog started. In this episode, we're going to start at the beginning and we're going to tell you to do this one thing, or you can say two things or three things, whatever, but it's really the main thing. You have to pick a niche for your blog, and it starts out by choosing a branded name. Okay, and you're hit for some, your head is probably spinning a little bit, and it shouldn't be. It's simple. You're going to know what blog niche. Let's say I'm going to use it from a perspective. Let's say you are a business. Let's say you are in the hair salon business. You are in the hair salon business and you need a blog for maybe all the different hairstyles that you do, or maybe you are selling some sort of products in that space, or maybe you're selling some sort of a service in that space as well. So what you want to do is you want to name, let's say if your name is Amy, Amy's Hair Salon or what have you. So in the world of blogging, you want to make sure you pick something that's similar to the name of your business. So if the business name is Amy's Hair Salon or Amy Hairstylist, you want to get a branded name for that. So you want to, when I say branded name, I mean your blog title and your .com. In the previous episode, I talked about 2005 and 2006 blogging and black hat and white hat and all of those different things. Some might say, well, your blog, the name doesn't have to be the same. The name of the business doesn't have to be the same of the .com, which is the, you know, the www.com. I would say, no, it doesn't, but you want to help out Google, or you want to help out the search engines as much as possible when you are starting a blog. So, like I said, if the name of your business is Amy Hair Salon, you want to make sure you have that same title as well as the .com. Make sure you purchase amyshairsalon.com or what have you. Also, let's say that blog that you are starting for your hair salon, let's say that the colors are, I don't know, a white background and white background with, let's say the colors are blue and red, or red, white, and blue, or however you want to say it. You want to make sure that website is that color. You also want to make sure the social channels that you use, let's say if you rely heavy on Facebook, make sure that you have a banner, your Facebook banner, that has those branded colors also. So make sure your website or your blog, make sure those colors are the same as your social channels. That is very important. It sounds small, but it's really important because people are going to think of you in terms of those colors. As crazy as that sounds, but there's a lot of truth to that. You know, you're going to be recognized by, yes, colors. So whatever the color of that brand, and you know, when those visitors get to your blog, you know, you want to make them feel comfortable. And when they get to those social accounts, you want to make them feel comfortable as well, not only with the great content that you're providing, but you want to make sure that the user experience is A+ also, and that's a big thing that we don't talk about that we should talk about a lot. I will talk about, and that's UX, the user experience. But make sure you choose a branded name in terms of the niche for your blog, or make sure you pick a niche for your blog first, and make sure you choose a branded name. Make sure that name coincides with whatever niche or whatever business that you have. I guess that's basically what I'm trying to say. Also, make sure that the colors coincide as well. Make sure those you have the same colors on your website as you do with your social channels. If you guys can add anything to that, make sure that you do so in our Facebook group. We have a private Facebook group, and that's at nichebloggingtips.com/group. And we put out weekly videos on our YouTube channel also, so make sure you check that out at nichebloggingtips.com/YouTube. So in the next podcast episode, we're going to continue our How to Start a Blog series. We're going to go with step 2. We're going to talk about the domain name and the hosting. So we will see you, or you will hear us. I keep saying that. In the next episode, we'll see you over there. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Niche Blogging Tips podcast at www.nichebloggingtips.com.